This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Do we want to get right?
Late for your weekly dose of rock and roll. This is Get Loud with Stevie on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Get Loud with me, Stevie, and I have in the studio with me Steve and Tom, Melbourne punk rockers from My Echo. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
G'day, thank you.
So I just, through my little inbox, have received your latest single, Old and Grey, which is off your forthcoming album. It has a really nice pace to it, I have to say, but it's a nostalgic theme.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, well, the song's just about, well, it's about an old mate that actually used to play in the band. Benny was the old bass player, he was the first bass player when the band started. Yeah. And we're still really good mates with him and everything. Yeah, we just kind of wrote the song about that. It's a bit nostalgic and what do you say?
Nice for Brenton, I guess. It's they kind of like dropped off seeing each other for a while and whatnot. And he wrote that in thought of, you know, we're going to be best friends for the rest of our time, which is really cool.
So is that a theme that runs through the new album?
The new album we all kind of wrote together and tried to involve
everyone equally.
A bit more personally as well. Everything's a bit more like truthful and honest and, you know, home.
It touches on a lot of backgrounds, I guess. There's a lot of bits and pieces that just life in general, how things get in the way sometimes, and things can be hard and things can be good, and taking the good with the bad with most of it, I guess.
But it's fair to say it's not shallow. There's actually quite a lot of depth that's gone into
All the songs mean a lot to us.
Yeah, so great.
It feels good to have recorded them and, you know, have written them.
Is that different to what you've done previously?
100% with these guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, every now and then there's a song where you just kind of get it over the line maybe. or there's a song where, like, the rest of us haven't had much to do with. Brenton's just, the singer, has just written it all, you know, in his own time. So it was pretty good for us all to get together to work on this album.
So how did this process work as a bit more of a collaborative process?
Well, we kind of just got all the tunes written and demoed, and then spent a couple of weekends down at Brenton's joint in Geelong, just having a few beers over the course of the weekend and putting all the lyrics together. And yeah, it was good fun.
Melodies were all sorted and everything like that, and we collectively got together as the four of us and sat in Brenton's backyard on his little table, literally, and pieced every single thing. So, like, every word and everything that falls in place actually does have a meaning and have quite a background behind it.
Yep.
So it does feel really nice to, when it is out and serviced, it's going to be so truthful and honest to what, you know, who we are and what we're talking about.
You must be itching to play that loud then.
Yeah, definitely.
Loud. I said loud. I meant live. You know what I'm trying to say.
100%. Yeah.
Probably both.
Yeah, it's like even on the next few shows, we have to hold back a bit, you know, until we actually release the album.
Yeah, so that's a bit hard because we're like, oh, we should chuck this song in or chuck that song in the set. But it's like, nah, just hold it off
Hold on to it. Because you are doing a very short tour with this single.
That's correct.
Just to kind of test the waters and see what people think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us when they are and how people can get along to those?
Yeah, no worries. So we have our first one, which is the 30th of the 7th, and that's in Adelaide at Crown Nanka. And then we've got our run here, which is going to be quite big at the Workers Club, and that is on the 5th
of August.
That's correct. And then our last one's at the Botany View Hotel in Sydney.
On the 13th of August.
Yeah, that's correct.
Did you do some work on this album in Adelaide?
That's right.
Yeah, we recorded over there with our mate plays drums for Grenadiers. He owns a studio over there. So we thought, oh, why not go over there and have a good laugh for a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And we took a producer with us and everything. But it was good because we could stay in the studio. There was bunks and a kitchen and, you know, bathroom and everything there. So we could, you know, get right involved and everything with it instead of, you know, like if we were still here in Melbourne, there's all like other distractions and stuff. We're not all there at the same time.
You have to go back to work and do all that thing where we took this opportunity to get away. Like, it's like a mini holiday, but you're working also.
Yep.
But you're doing something that you love. So it was really, really fun.
So in the bunker, how long did it actually take?
We were there for 18 days.
17 or 18 days, yeah.
Yeah. So that was initially, like, there's a few things to go still, but that was initially, like, everything recorded live.
Yep.
You know, we all got in a room with Henry, all crowded around the kit, and literally just belted it all out. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was a really, really good experience.
Is there a reason that you recorded live?
Oh, our producer, Hayden Buxton, kind of likes to get the energy and everything going. I think that helps as well. And, you know, I like to think we're kind of a tight band, so, you know, we can kind of pull it off.
Yeah.
Well, it works for your guys' sound anyway, because definitely. I think you need that energy behind you, and I'm sure that's what you get at the live shows as well.
It feels great tracking, because, like, opposed to, like, other bands that I'd been in previously, in a recording process, you know, you do your drums, you track your bass or your guitar or whatever, then vocals, then everything follows like that. Where this was, like, literally put headphones on, our amps are isolated, recording, everything's just, like, ready, go. And, like, you know, you've got a click, and then, you know, Henry will just count it out and bang, you're in. And I guess that has such a amazing vibe, like a really, really, really good vibe. Like, you kind of feed off each other, like what you would do live. So, like, you know, everyone's, like, kind of, you know, mucking around and, like, I know, looking at each other and giving each other, like, stupid faces and, like, getting into it at certain points. Yeah. And it's like a really, really organic, awesome process.
This track has, I think, a little bit of a Celtic undertone. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. I suppose it's, you know, it's a bit folky, possibly.
Yeah, maybe folky.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we listen to a bit of the country.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Our drummer loves it.
So where do you draw your influences from, and where have you? Because this is a different approach in that it's more of a personal album, has there been a difference in terms of who you draw inspiration from?
Well, musically, not really, I suppose.
We're all kind of on the similar page, I guess, with what we like musically.
Yeah.
But we're all individuals, so, like, you know, there's different boundaries that we push with different things, obviously. But I don't know. I don't think we actually take or draw influence from anything when we're in the writing process. It's literally, like, just natural sort of progression of how it works. Yeah. It's like Tom will just be like, oh, I've got this, rah, rah. And then we'll just literally go in there and just go, bang, let's do something with it. And it just falls into place some weird way. I don't really know.
Yeah, I guess if this album sounds much different to anything we've really done, it's maybe because we've got, you know, different members now than we've had in
fair
the
enough.
Past.
Which is
so,
true.
Yeah. So how does that work, coming together with new people who have their own ideas or have some influence?
Well, I'm the latest member, the newest member, I should say. And I'd worked in previous bands with Henry, the drummer, before, and I've known these guys for years now. And it was, like, pretty – I think it was an easy process for all of us, like, because we were so
– You knew each other anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It wasn't like they were getting someone new, and it was like, oh, this is going to be weird on tour, or we have to be in a van with this guy that we don't know for, like, a bunch of days. I think
– Or 18 days in a bunker with someone you barely met.
I think that would have been really weird. I personally –
It could have been good.
It could
have been. Never know.
Yeah, you'd never know.
I think it was the best that it could have been.
Yeah, and definitely, definitely.
It only brought us closer.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think an experience like that might just do that.
For sure.
So are you looking forward to this tour? It sounds like you really are.
Yeah. Really pumped up for it. We haven't gotten on the road, apart from recording, but, like, we haven't gotten on the road to play shows for a long time. So even though it's only a few shows, it's going to be good.
You missed that?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, just really looking forward to dropping the album so we can hopefully
can do it.
get around more of the country.
That's the funnest part, is just cramming into a van, as much as that does sound. It is hell sometimes, but it's good. You know what I mean? Like, you just stop off at a beach and jump in the water and do whatever, and it's just, fun.
But then you get the payoff of actually performing your work in front of an audience.
Exactly.
Who's going to love it.
Exactly.
For sure. Where can our listeners find out more about you guys?
Oh, at our Facebook, that's for one.
Everything
to Facebook.
Everything is that. We don't have an actual URL or anything like that. So that's facebook.com/ My Echo Music or My Echo Band.
Oh, music. My Echo Music, I'm
that's
pretty
it.
Sure.
Yeah, and then also through
it is My Echo Music.
That's it.
Sorry.
That's
I did
fine.
Have it in front of me.
No worries at all. and we also have the Instagram as well that we post a lot on and stuff like that.
And we've got the new video for Old and Grey up on YouTube.
Yeah, so
How do you like that process, that video making process?
That was weird.
That's the first time I've ever done anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I suppose it was kind of weird for the first 10 minutes, but, you know, you have a couple of beers and spend the rest of the day having a good time.
That's it.
The people that we worked with actually are Quiet Giant were amazing people to work with.
Yeah.
Really, 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 really good people to work with. We didn't know them from a bar of soap, and it was just so awesome. Like, they were just so accommodating and everything like that. Like, nothing was like, that's too hard or anything like that. They were just like, yep, all good. And it was really, really, it was a fun process.
Cool. So how much influence did you guys have over what eventuated there?
Things like that. I kind of prefer to leave it to the professionals.
Yeah,
you know
fair
what I mean?
Enough.
Like, they know what they're doing. They know how to make it look good. I'd rather them direct it because that's what they do.
That's what they do. Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Cool. Well, I'm going to play Old and Grey, but I'd like you to introduce it for everybody, if you wouldn't mind.
G'day, guys. This is Tommy from My Echo. This is our new single called Old and Grey.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me in the studio, guys.
Thank you very much, Stevie.
Thanks for having us.
Remember when we were younger, living on hopes and dreams. Somehow trouble would always find us, but you'd always be there for me. From the yellow brick up on Thistle to the backseat out on the road. Yeah, you'll always be my brother. We don't say it, but we both know. When the day is done and we're old and grey, when we've burnt out our both ends, we will reunite like it's yesterday. I still need you now and then. With the weight of the world on your shoulders, I understand why you had to leave. But I'm gonna have your back now until forever, and I hope that you'll always see. When the day is done and we're old and grey, when we've burnt out at both ends, we will reunite like it's yesterday. I still need you now and then. I still need you now and then. Grown older, still living on hopes and dreams, heading off in a different direction, but it's always been you and me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.